From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashrow. York Regional Police are looking for the public's help in locating a 32-year-old man that was convicted of sexual assault. Ryan Vandenaker was convicted of multiple counts of sexual assault on April 9th in Newmarket for incidents that happened between 2018 and 2021. Ryan did fail to show up for a court hearing that was scheduled for July 23rd. Ryan is said to be about 6'1", with a muscular build, tattoos, and hazel eyes, and was wearing an LA ball cap. It is believed that Ryan is not a danger to the public, and if you have any information on Ryan's whereabouts, you are being asked to contact police or to leave a tip on the Crime Stoppers website. The town of Georgina has started to work on the budget for 2026, and they would like residents' feedback and input as to what they would like to see their tax dollars put towards. The budget usually covers things like water, snow removal, and other municipal areas. If you would like to give your input, you can do so by taking an online survey at georgina.ca. You must be at least 18 years old to take the survey and a resident of Georgina, and you will also be eligible to win a $100 prepaid Visa gift card. Town staffers will also be present, handing out hard copies of the survey at several events, including the farmers market at the Link on August 17th. Full details are available on the town's website. The results of a new study have started to go viral. The recent study focused on Canadian taxes and was conducted by the Fraser Institute. According to the Fraser Institute's findings, in 2024, Canadians spent more of their income on taxes at just over 42% than they did on housing, clothing, and food combined. The study takes into account all taxes at the federal, provincial, and municipal level, and even factors in what the average household pays in tax on things like cigarettes and alcohol. After everything was tallied up, in 2024, a Canadian household earning $114,000 a year paid just over $48,000 in taxes. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashrow.